get?
I don't get
artist artist packaging.
Guy, what?
Oh yeah, we don't endorse drugs. Yeah.
Well, we actually don't be doing drugs. So let's just pretend. Don't.
I can't lie, Sha. We should have.
Bro, someone should have done it. Here, no, based on swag now. I'll show you the code for it.
That would have been fun.
Well, you didn't get. You're ready. I'm ready too, guys. I'm active. Please, can you guys set your mics? Hi, guys. Hi, Fats. Hi, Toby.
Hi,
hi, Katie.
It was good.
Can you just please?
Guys, you're not in this episode, bro. Stop for a
second. I see you want to be part by first. There's some space at the back here. You can.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
At least you can be in the show.
Please, please. I already started recording.
I think it's recording.
It's already recording. Nice. Yeah, sharp guy. They say your phone should be on silent.
Yeah, please, your phone's on silent.
You are greeting me. Greet me.
Hi, Johnson IP. I don't even know how to call you.
Which one be say they call me Johnson?
Sleepless.
Yeah,
it's no luck.
Yeah, and I noticed that somebody said something about the sleepless have started sleeping.
You know, like when you have a lot of responsibility, sometimes you get tired. So you might just
IP, what do you do? Like, you have so many responsibilities. What do you do?
I'm a producer. I co-run for 4DB.
You don't build.
You know, I love it. And apparently I'm now, you know, employed at Keycard, so that's like a thing.
Industry connect.
Industry, you guys.
We guys blue.
Doings. Extraordinary doings. Hi, guys.
What's
good? We filming? We're moving, right? Welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks, and I'm still your host, Wani Oshikoya, as always. Get it right. Period. I said that in every episode for the next 20 weeks, I'm going to be saying that it's 3 years of Oshikoya Speaks. So it's 3 years of Oshikoya Speaks.
Shout out.
Shout out to these niggas, because a lot of them were here when Oshikoya Speaks started. So it's kind of crazy.
Oshikoya Speaks in one day.
She was still a blonde babe then.
No,
Jota and Barry should carry.
No, I use my iPad, bro. Well, yeah, I remember there was a time that we tried to do this once. I can't remember who was on the episode, but it was Trill.
Tochi
wasn't there.
I thought you were supposed to be here, sure, but like...
Shout out to Tochi, man.
Shout out Presido.
Shout out, you know, this is the part where we actually start the episode before you start giving shout-outs. But yes, welcome back. And thank you guys for 3 years, as I said. Thank you for holding me down, being with me through the journey. It's going to be, you know, we're about to start another roller coaster. We've started another roller coaster of episodes, so I'm happy to be here today, of course. And today I'm joined by my favorite producer collective, literally the only producer collective I know and I co-sign. My favorite boys. Please, I beg. 44DB collective.
44, you know, gang.
Yeah.
It's great to have you guys here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for honoring my invites.
Of course, now.
I'm on air. Anything for you,
you
know.
I've been calling firstly.
Before you guys start the wilding, just introduce yourselves. So, to my
Johnson IP. Yeah,
to our left. To our left.
To my left.
It's your favorite baby boy, KD.
KD.
Black Sheep forever.
Oh my God. Thank you guys for coming. Toby and I went to primary school together, and I don't remember him, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, and this is kind of like a full circle moment because of
it's
the place.
It's the branch.
What?
What does that even mean, bro?
I'll take it.
Anonymous.
How you guys feeling? How you guys doing? A shout out to Kobe as well. He's back. He's back.
Smartest manager. Smartest best friend.
How you guys feeling? How you guys doing? What's going on? What's
We're
up?
Good.
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Week.
Happy New Month as well.
Shout out to you, man.
Birthday month.
Are you serious? When's your birthday?
17.
You're an Aquarius?
Stop now. Damn. You guys should stop.
Sorry, interesting. Man. So what has the year been like since it started for you generally? What has it been like for you individually, Toby?
First of all, Dola is doing a madness right now. So
shout out to Tinubu, man.
Toby, can you confirm that your mic is like, turn it up. Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, Dola is doing a madness right now. So like, you know, yeah, aside from that, you know, just been doing the normal stuff that we've been doing, grinding.
Hustling.
Making beats, you know, coding, doing normal doings.
At this point, it's like 44DB is synonymous with doings.
Yeah,
so if you don't see guys outside, just know that guys are
doing active. Things. You know, they're active. I love it. How's it for you, MKD? How's it been? How's the year
been? In camps, man. In and out. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, that's how we did last year. That's how we did.
I'm going to go camp, you know, call me. Nice.
I was with Tochi, funny enough.
What camps?
It was Solis's album. She just got signed to someone. So Tochi and I and GMK and a couple of other guys were just locking in with her. I have a track with her and Dila coming out soon.
Nice.
So that was interesting. That was fun.
Exciting times.
Yeah, yeah, it really started off very well, in my opinion.
Thank God. Have you been around? Have you been in the country? So far.
What do you mean?
If you don't,
I can't lie, you look like you're just coming.
I swear,
back.
I did you
see that jacket? See that jacket, bro.
Now, based on Osikoya speak, based on this AC, you understand?
That's the answer.
IP, how is it for you? How's it been? You just started working in the major league or so. That's
I can't lie, work won't kill me.
But like,
looks like he's having fun. Sure.
You look exactly like you look like you've been like having a good time.
Sessia's guy is soft. I'm just trying to. Like, we just rounded up our project too, so that's been fun.
I was going to talk about that still, but thank you for bringing that up.
Shout out to 44DB.
I remember 44 Boys promising that I was going to A&R the project, but like, that's the thing about me, they just lie.
I'm not a liar, sure.
Fair to HR for that.
Nice.
I already say too much.
HR is in PH right now. Shout
HR is in PH.
Yeah,
shout out
JDK.
JDK.
You address it on Sunday.
So, individually, we've gone through like what it's been like, but how has the journey been for you guys as a collective since you started? Because you guys have done a lot, and I feel like, again, a lot of people don't realize that 44DB is behind a lot of the biggest songs in the country or out of the country.
Now they know.
That's why we're here. But how's the journey been since you guys started? What was it like? Because I feel like me, I know everything, but then a lot of people don't. So talk to me about that. Johnson, actually, talk to me about that. You're the co-president.
Oh, no, me. Well, I mean, it's been. We've been pushing this since like 2019, bro.
18.
Yeah, so it's been since 2018. We're a little WhatsApp group chats. Yeah. Now, like, we're a company. We're dropping music. We just have merch. It's crazy, man. Like, how's it been? I feel like it's been fun, sure. I can't lie, you're on the group chats. No, it is, man. It's always just bands and 20% seriousness. You make it.
Yeah.
But that 20%, whenever it gets serious, it gets serious.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the thing about the boys. Like, obviously, I'm always at the back just watching what they can come up with and what they can do. But, like, when they are in it, they're actually genuinely inside.
The sleeplessness are like...
Meetings won't kill me.
Bro.
Yeah. Bro. I mean, like, you guys have definitely elevated what 44 initially started as, if I'm correct, like you said, WhatsApp. Like, it started as literally just a producer collective. But now it's a company. You know, like,
that's crazy, man. Like, it's so serious, man. I think I read like 544 calls a week now. From Sunday meeting.
You have a compulsory Sunday meeting.
Oh, my gosh,
Gosh,
I love it.
If not, they go shout on him.
Yeah, I'm saying.
So when you initially started, like, 44 as, like you said, the group and... Wait, first of all, why 44DB? Like, why the random number?
Do you know the thing? Like, for like, since 2018, I've been thinking of a mad story to be telling people. But like, we were just looking for a cool
name. Wait, as you heard the number now, shit, the number no guess.
I mean, like, the first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. But like, it just didn't make sense.
That's why.
I mean, if it helps you, dB means decibels.
Yeah, I know what it means.
So like, other than that, it's OP now.
I mean, before that, we were called Rod, you know. Like raw radio.
Raw radio. Yeah. Like raw
and then like
why
when we all came.
Raw radio.
Not touching now.
So this was supposed to be like SoundCloud days.
Yeah,
SoundCloud days. Like 2018.
I'm with you, Jesus.
We don't try now. Guy been producing since 2016. That's 7 years.
15, stop.
It started before
you buy one for markets.
Damn.
But like since 2015, 2016, so uni time obviously.
High school. Yeah.
Crazy.
That's how I blew in high school.
You didn't
blow in. Bro, don't worry. The name is Surulere, man. Like, I used to go to other high schools where people be like Johnson, Surulere, IP. Well. No, I was just Johnson then. There was no IP. It was just Johnson.
So the IP is what? It's not precious.
No. No, the IP is crazy, man.
What's the IP, though?
I still have insomnia in SS3, so sleepless, insomnia producer, sleepless.
Hey. Hey. You know, based on this, is the first time this guy's ever said this story of my life.
Stop now, I've said your group chat before now, you know.
I've never heard this story before.
I swear.
It's on my Twitter somewhere. Someone's asking me.
So, insomnia papi. So, insomnia producer.
It's just sleepless now. I don't know.
Yeah, sleepless IP now.
Sleepless IP. You can call me IP. You can call me Johnson. Sleepless.
I will call you IP.
No problem. My name is not Precious. Sure.
Are you sure? But your name is Itunu.
Live. Itunu Lua.
Broski.
So you guys, obviously, is a collaborative effort. Like, you guys have to come together to do stuff. Like, I feel like I never really get... Do you guys actually sit down and say, we are making this today? Or, like, what is the dynamic behind the collaboration?
The thing about 44 guys is, everybody individually has their own doings. So it's a case of, if you like, don't be working. You know what I'm saying? We know it's a case of everybody's always doing something individually. So the onus is more on us to send what we are working on for everybody else to hear so we can move forward, you know, as a unit. But like, everybody's always doing something. At every point in time, everybody's always doing something.
Fair individually. Enough. So individually, like you said, everybody has their own, their own doings.
Yeah.
And then when you come together as a collective, I feel like now, obviously, well, because I've been like around you guys and I know a lot about it. At some point, it was okay, everybody wanted to do what they were doing individually, but now, like, the collective is actually working together as a collective, and more people are like there's more, like, there's Kobe, there's JDK, there are more people making things happen. So it's pretty interesting to see that, like, to see where 44 has actually got into. But that collaborative effort is what I'm trying to, like, understand.
It wasn't always like this, though, for sure.
For real?
I know, like, sometime in the beginning, we were like, okay, we have this group, but, like, people need to do stuff. I know there was a part where, like, people need to go and do their own individual piece.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, like, later we'll come back and do, like, the whole group thing.
And that was more recent. That's probably the effort you're talking about right now.
Because
I know at some point, 12 months ago, we had a very, very emotional, intense sit down.
Shout out to Kobe.
So we had a very intense sit down and we're like, yo guys, what the fuck are we doing? Can I swear?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, like, guys, what the fuck are we doing?
We can't swear.
Behave yourself.
Like, guys, what are we doing? Like, obviously, we know everybody's doing stuff individually, but we have to put something behind 44 dB unless the shit's going to sink. So that's probably the effort you're seeing right now. It's very intentional. Man.
Yeah.
Shout out,
I mean, like, it's actually very intentional. Like, I can't lie. It's very, very, and I'm very happy to see that, obviously, like, 44 has grown to the point where it can actually stand alone. And now everybody is, like you said, now knowing that we need to come together. I swear, the project is coming. Thank God you have even brought up the project because I was going to bring it up as you already did.
I'm sorry.
You guys have started now making music.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get into that, actually. Now, I see that I hear a lot of 44 tags on songs, even if it's just like two producers from the collective that makes the song. Like you said, it's intentional. But what is the, like, what was the thought that went into that? The fact that, like, now we are trying to make ourselves a known brand. Like, we're trying to make, it's not just about producers coming together. It's now a 44 dB collective. Like, we are one. So how did you guys now get to the point where you're like, okay, we need to stand alone. We need to be able to stand. And people need to now copy from us.
I guess, like Derek said, sometime... I'm not supposed to call you governor.
That's like KD.
KD.
KD. Sorry, man. This is my sitting partner in primary school, man. I can't...
Are you serious?
Were
you guys in primary school together?
Yeah. I went to high school with him.
I went to primary school with him.
Sitting partner, yes.
Bro, please don't start the rest of the story.
No. Okay.
We'll get to that later.
So like sometime early last year, you know how we have like those yearly meetings, those like beginning of the year, like last year was good. So like last year we're just like, we've done this P with like little to no effort, man. This year, let's see how it'll be like if we put in our effort. And man, you guys saw how last year was, man. Last year was crazy.
Yeah.
So
do like Declan Rice.
Shout out to True, because everybody, man. If anyone said the pace last year and maybe the year before that, it was True.
It was True, yeah.
It was True. True was working every day and he had a job. You know what I'm saying? But every night in the studio, every night on live.
Yeah, shout out to True, man. Like,
shout out to True, I mean.
Laying the blueprint in real time. So
bro, like, right now, True is on Canadian time, working in Nigerian time.
You know
I'm sure
saying?
If I call True right now, he'll pick up, like,
and it's just that kind of different work ethic. So, like, it's not hard to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of like inspiring for everybody else.
When it's peer pressure, I can't lie. Bro, like, you open the group chat.
You don't understand, guys.
I swear, I opened the group chat this morning. I saw that you were saying like 6 jams. I said, God, this nigga.
Bro. Bro, sometimes you have B block, man. You just be chilling. You be like, ah, God, where did the inspiration come from? This one was saying like 5 beats. This one was saying 3. She was saying 7. Where do you want to start from?
You have
to make beats now.
You also have to thank God, though, because, bro, like, like I said, everybody has, everyone's prone to doing their own thing. So it's very easy for guys to just get sucked into their own world and just be on some coding vibes. But like, shout out to you guys for actually being,
you know, taking it a step further.
To
like,
send guys your stuff. Exactly.
So. I can't lie, I feel like, even if I was talking about, I'd probably quit music, man. Because
okay. For who?
No kidding.
44. 44. Okay. Like, I'd have probably quit music, man.
Why? Is it that bad?
It's not that bad, but like
you looked up.
Imagine just saying, like, you want to be a producer on your J's.
Bro, on your ones, no friends. Like, it's crazy, man. Like,
well, I always had guys at every point that I could turn to, like, for advice or for packs or for, bro, how do I do this thing? Or, bro, how do I, bro.
Like, it's too easy.
Collaborations,
and you never know because you take it. It's very easy for guys like us to take it for granted and be like, everybody gets it like this, but no, bro. Like,
yeah, bro. But you talk to people starting, and it's like, oh, you don't have any producer friends. You don't have like artists you're working with, and it's like, bro, there's social media, man. Just get out there.
Fair enough. So I think I want to talk about like an important aspect. I don't feel like a lot of people talk about monetization, especially with like producers.
Yeah, like
first of all, please, can we hear all your terrible stories?
Stories.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The thing about it
about
is
people
that
whining
in
you.
Music, they have to whine. That's the thing that no one tells when you start. Like, you have to get whined for you to know that, okay, no one can do this to me ever again.
Yeah.
When did you get to that point where, like, I feel like all of you are going to have to answer this. But when did you get to that point where you're like, okay, yeah.
Is this for me or IP?
You, KD.
No, actually, I think Fad should start.
Yeah, I think Fad should start.
He's just a guide.
I mean, I can't really remember the time. I can't remember the first time somebody, like, did me dirty. But I feel like right from the beginning, I've always had, I don't know, maybe because I grew up in Surulere, I've always had that mindset of.
Shout out, Leary.
Shout out, Leary. Shout out, you know. You can't have that mindset of let anybody walk over your work. So like, I've just always been that guy. Like, bro, you know, if you owe me money, you know, if you like, you guess like my eye don't read from the start. So I don't know. People don't really do me dirty like that, Sha. Maybe because of the energy me I come off with at first. But yeah, like my producer friends are already going through it. Like,
shout out to the guys, because if not for them, like, you will know your worth, bro. Like, you will know what you're meant to ask for. You will know how you're meant to move, bro. I got signed when I was in my second year of uni to some artist, and this guy is buying Gucci for him and his guys. This guy is iced out. This guy cannot pay me for beats. This guy, I made a mistake every young producer makes. Like, I sent him a beat pack of like 100 beats. So he got to the point where he wasn't even asking me before he released. Like, he would just pick something, record, drop it.
Can we name
it? I'm not even going to do that, because at past, me and him have squashed it. But
what do you mean by that?
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. Because the thing about it is that we're in the industry, but the industry, we all know ourselves. Bro.
Yeah, so it's like a family.
There's no way I will go backstage and I'm not seeing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not the one to be pressed off over things that happened like 3 years ago, but like, still, it was a learning moment for me. Like, that's when I knew I had to have my publishing in check. I had to have my space in check. I have to know if I'm getting the deposit straight up, or if I'm getting 70%. You know what I'm saying? I had to know all these things. And shout out to that guy, because if he didn't try with me and I didn't have to like hire a lawyer to get my cheese from him, I once have known.
Do you have a manager?
Yes, I do have two.
Okay. Balling.
Normally now.
No, because you mentioned, you said something about having a lawyer.
Yeah,
so like, do you have a lawyer?
I have two managers as well.
I feel like it's just important as a producer to have a lawyer first.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I have my lawyer first, right? Yeah, you're right.
Just makes sense, right?
Shout out to Kola.
Shout out to
my watching this.
Too. Like, you know, they chopped my eye for 18 months.
Damn.
So, 18 months.
I was with you now. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to survive covenants. Like, that signing was won by God's grace, because.
Hope they gave him money up front.
They didn't give me up money. They didn't give me up front.
They didn't give you up front.
Which time Mumu signed him? Be that one.
I thought the guy was going to give me change.
I hate you guys because you guys never tell me about stuff, man. Like, and you guys know.
No, this is that jiggy guy now. The other jiggy guy.
Name calling, I love it. Yeah,
no, there are two jiggy guys. You don't know the one I'm talking about.
You people are going to put not me, but yourselves in trouble. But you know what? I'm glad. Anyways, IP, where was the When was that for you? I feel like people would have tried to wine you, but the thing about IP that people don't see is that IP is a very, 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 very... He will tell you as it is, but in a very, very, very... Like, I don't know if he's on Hinge. Is that the word? He's just...
nice, so...
No, he's certainly not nice. You would expect him to be kind about it.
He's a nice boy. Stop bringing my guys.
Guy, like, you got me, sweet boy, man. Yeah, which one are you? My love of my life can be watching this, man.
She's, in fact, not.
I'm sure she is, man. Shout out to you, man.
Abuja. All 50 of you.
Are you guys okay?
She's the only one.
Let me see. What was the first time someone showed me Shege? I don't know, man. Like you said, man, bro, if you're from studio, you know that stuff from business. I mean, some people have whined me, but like, it's not whining I was like ignorant about. Like, I knew they were whining me, and it was just
fair enough.
It was just part of what I wanted to get.
I mean, there's the whining that you just have to like. Just
there's whining that is like.
Like sometimes it's like a stepping stone to like.
Greatness.
Yeah, this guy.
You remember? Like, you remember how 2019 was?
Fuck me, but like. I'm just for the time being.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm going through it now, but like, I can see that.
Yeah, that's
that. It's 2024, guys.
No. That was then, no. That was in 2019. That was 5 years ago.
Times have changed. Don't do it now. Now, we still.
No,
it's not still real. You can't run it, but dollar is 1.5. Just remember, man. Just remember.
Real.
I can't lie. Like, you can run it, man. Like, you know what you want as a producer, but like, at the same time, oh my gosh, trope.
And it's important. You know, you just reminded me of like the conversation we were having on the group. I don't even know if I should say this. But yeah, the conversation we were having on the group about Manny Wells and the whole like dynamic. And that's just funny. But yeah, let's not get into that today.
If I get into this, they'll block me.
This episode will be like 5 hours if you get
it. Shout out to Manny Wells. Like, I'm a big fan though. But like, I just thought it was just a bit crazy.
If like, I
feel like you have to, like I said already, you have to have fans and like a strong community behind you to be able to pull off something like that.
Yeah, please, we need you people for some stuff.
Please, we want to blow a big. I've like, if I did this episode, I'll put like a voice note from John on top of my head.
That's right.
If Wano allows me.
You want to edit the episode?
Well, like the audio, yeah,
we do.
But you know that voice note of John crying and saying we need to blow. that's what I put. After it's true. By the way, guys, Wano didn't give us shots.
So this was the first time I didn't give any of my guests shots because they are just you can see why.
Know how to behave. So
I don't get like it's only one kind of bullet we had each, man. It's nothing crazy, man.
Right. And you see,
wait, look at me. Just one shot.
No, bro.
Just one.
Let's talk about like protecting IP. And like just making sure, like you mentioned, you're publishing, you need to make sure that everything in check, but like everything is in check. But what advice will you basically give to like upcoming producers that really don't know anything about that side, the business side of production the music?
There's books to read.
You can get wine,
child,
or people you can do your research or something.
Contrary to public opinion, I'm actually a scholar.
I
respect
like,
it.
Sometimes I go to my Twitter and like see like big grammar.
Plenty grammar, yeah.
It's just instincts, like impulses.
Damn, I used to think it was ChatGPT, but yeah, carry on.
No,
I've heard him rant in person, so it's like I know he's speaking.
So he speaks English in person, too.
Bro, man, nigga using words like preposterous and crazy.
That's
real. But what advice would you give?
Yeah, there's books to read. There's social media. You can reach out to anybody.
Bro, protect your IP. Simple and short.
Protect me, man. Fair enough. Shout out.
Not your protect your Itudu. Protect your IP.
You're crazy.
Get your publishing sorted. Get your royalty collection sorted. Literally, like people like saying, okay, the industry is this industry that they're taking advantage. But realistically, it's literally because we were not educated enough. We didn't know what to do. But like, bro, like it's 2024, like I said.
Yeah, and that's why we have platforms like Oshikaya Speaks where you come and share your thoughts.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to once.
That's just me shouting out to myself.
Get your royalty collection in order. Get your BMI.
Try no one lawyer with Sabisha.
Shout out to Kola, man. For 40B's lawyer. Doing the damn thing.
Bro,
the guy they actually shoots going, man. You see that video now?
You know they chase anybody for anything again.
Our lawyer know the shoes going on.
Like a big.
They don't
bring
up
for
our lawyer.
Yeah, real shout. Man, shout out to Kola, man. Kola's a real one.
But IP, do you have any advice for basically like
producers, like I said? I think the only thing like I've learned that's really helped me in the past like year or two is like based on like music is like a people relationship. You don't always have to collect money. You can always come to like agreements. Like you can be a primary artist on a song and you can like take 50% on this instead of taking like $1,000 that person doesn't have. Really. Like stuff like that. Like it's not always what you can chow now. You have to always think of
the future.
Let me say you can go still chop.
No, well, no, you have to chop now. At this speed,
you still collect something. So, the thing about it is that depending on how you handle it, because it's a people's game, depending on how you handle it, the bar will still fall out.
Yeah, it's actually a people's game. Like,
the bar will still fall out. It just depends on if you're taking it now.
If you're taking it now.
You know what I'm saying?
You're getting like, bro, to be honest, man, you're a producer, man. Artists feel blue for being keeping your work, man. Like, I mean, can get your sync, you can get your instrumental albums, man. But
shout
out
sync money as well.
Shout out sync, man.
Steady paying the bills.
I'm going to shout out everybody for this.
Like, I swear, half of this episode is you people giving shout outs.
You know, we're collaborative.
So, like, this is what we do.
Fair enough.
It's bigger than football. We have friends of football guys that we have.
Fair enough. And there's actually a lot of friends.
Shout out Pop Boys too, man.
How many people do you want to shout out?
I can shout out the whole industry like this. So just give
shout out Bizzle too, you know.
Shout out Bizzle too, you know.
They showing us love recently, you know.
They show us a one or two.
This kid is a fool.
You know the vibes.
I respect it. So you guys have your project coming. I've heard the project, by the way, is amazing. Jeez. And I can't wait till it's out. I feel like, okay, before we get into the project, why did you guys decide to start putting out music for yourself, like as a collective?
Dollar Timo.
Okay, that's a very good point. Dollar is cost.
The time never reached. I'm gonna reach now.
Yeah, so we're ready. Like anybody can look out for the fans, see like there's potential here. There's like there's things that can grow out of like these boys collabing together. Like,
yeah,
where it forced me, like, look out for us in the next 5 years.
I said five years, next two years, man. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying 5 years because it's like, I'm not talking about the small stuff that's about to come now. Like,
oh, when we're running the world.
Yeah, do you get like when the whole world is on our back? Yeah. You get me? Yeah.
Was there any, like, what was that? Was there any, like, collective that basically you were trying to not replicate but like you were trying to draw from when the
they're not rich.
Nope.
You never have to complete this. They're not rich.
No, you didn't have like any blueprint.
I can like get one American collective uncle, but they're not rich.
Well, they're not even that good.
Yeah, you can't even bring American industry.
Internet money. But like
Nigeria is a different market.
I'm not rich.
But yeah, like you said, Nigeria is a very different market. So you don't see things like this like regularly, especially here.
You don't see it anywhere else.
That's how we stand out.
Like you get.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, to hear the project. So let's talk about the project. I'm excited, obviously. You guys putting out music. The time when this is coming out. Wait, you've announced, right?
We never announced.
But like, I mean, you can't.
But you know, this is how you know that guys are yearning for this.
If I'm being honest, man, first of all, guys have a big mouth. So it's going to leak before the episode. Yeah.
Fair enough. So
shout out to you guys. I love you.
Yeah.
Which guys?
Them.
When I love you, especially.
Can you leave me alone? I'm not part of your collective anymore.
Cap. Should I move from group chat?
People have chased me out, and I'm not going to be part of this anymore.
I want to never, ever, ever would I do that.
I know. I actually like always.
You know, you're my fave.
Yeah.
Others on the group chat, you're my fave too.
Nigga. So yeah, the project, as I said, what's it called? Okay, no. No, right? No.
No, we can't.
Yeah, what's it called?
Time is
this chapter 44.
I like how everybody else pointed at him.
I don't know
because you had your girl.
Man, my guy is in Ikoyi right now, sure. But like, yeah, chapter 44, Lost Files.
Interesting. I'm excited. Yeah. It's a really, really, really dope project. I've heard it, like I said, and the sound is new, it's very different. Is 44. That's like when I was listening to it, I was like, okay, this doesn't sound like anything I've heard, it just sounds like what you guys will make. So I'm pretty excited for everybody else to like hear it.
I'm
pretty excited for everybody else to hear it. But like you guys, what does the project exactly? What does it mean to you personally?
Can we start with IP?
Aggression and stress.
For real?
The stress and pressure for the 40B boys have put me through in the last 6 months. That's what it stands to me.
Fair enough.
The day the project drops, I'm going to put my phone on D&D for 1 week.
Just to rest, same.
Bro, no first 40B nigga must call me.
Could be a weird. Please don't call Johnston, please.
Please don't call me 1 week after the project has dropped.
Oh, this tape, I'm finally happy we're doing it, Sha. Like, I'm very, very happy we're doing it. It means, like, I'm very, very happy that they even chose me for single self, because I didn't think I would get chosen for a single, but, like, seeing that...
Yeah, if I A&R the project, it would certainly not have gotten picked.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Wonder, you can A&R the next one.
I will.
Like, guys chose me for a single, which is very, very, like, it's, like, the full circle moment for me, because if not for my boys, who know where I'll be. So...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a coming of age story for me.
Yeah, for me, like... When I first started, I always had like this dream that like
Martin Luther.
I mean, I always had like this dream that like we're just going to be like doing great things. I feel like this project is like, it's like a, I won't say a start, but like it's like it imprints it in my mind somewhere that yeah, we are really there. I like can't wait for you guys to hear, man.
Big words.
This nigga used imprint.
Bro, do you get... I'm about to say, but like...
Inside
I don't know why you have to say that. Oh, imprint is a big word.
Imprint. Imprint.
But like, imprints.
Like, yeah. That's crazy. That's but yeah, Sha, I'm excited. We did the first half. We've done the first half of this. Don't worry. We're going to have another episode where it will be another set. So there are 11 in the collective. Yeah, like...
We're 11.
Yeah, 11 producers.
Imagine 11 producers doing great things. Oh, Nigeria never read you.
No cap.
So the, world the is next already. Time we're going to have probably another set of
I'll be there,
producers. Sure. You won't be there. But yeah, anywho, before we wrap this up, what is the rest of the year looking like for you guys? Individually.
Hot.
Individually.
In one word.
Yay.
Banga.
Sorry, Rema. Yeah.
Remy boy, show me your stuff.
Nigga.
Bro, relax.
We already have that 44 Remy boy track, Sha.
I thought we had two.
You people deceive yourselves and deceive others.
No, I could just tell you what I'm
saying. You guys are no cap.
I'll send you a WhatsApp. I'll send you a song now. No cap.
Active, send it to me.
You're on Drake track. I'll send you Drake quick.
I will be there. The rest of you, what's it looking like? Katie, IP.
Katie should go first.
The rest of this year is looking hot for me, man. I have so many videos coming out, so many singles coming out. I know they even do projects for Una. I was just drop my tracks. I'm gonna get familiar with my sound. Because I think guys know my production. Guys don't know that I did give Bedu too. So
nice one.
Looking fun. Well, the body is single.
Actually,
yeah, the guy, I did boss. I did speed surf. No
person call him out. Kelly, you know.
These are really
a big.
But then our tracks are dodging from police on the way.
So that the police that you were dodging for can finally pack all of you.
No. Yeah, they'll hear the song and they'll be like, go.
believe.
Rest of the year, doings, man. Yeah, doings. Like, I don't even like to think about it because, like, we got the normally busted. So.
Nice one.
No, the vibes.
It's crazy. Your wife used to be an atheist.
That's so true.
Like,
what do you tell you?
I can't lie. When I was an atheist, dollar was like 700, man. Dollar is 1.5 now. Oh, God, I beg.
It can only be Jesus.
It can only be Pastor J.
Anyways, guys, thank you guys for coming. Thank you for honoring my invite. And thank you guys for watching another episode of Oshika Speaks. Thank you for always sharing and, you know, leaving your comments and encouraging me. I respect it and I love it.
Nah, we did
so,
for you.
Anytime, man, you know. Okay, after a goodbye shot, go do.
No. All right, guys, take care.
Like, which one we say you do episode? You know, give us
if we off this camera,
bye.
We scatter everywhere now. You know what's up.
Please. Yeah.
Shout out to
you.
Wait, you guys should just sit down for a sec.
I beg, please, Kobe, just.